The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3305. Today we're going to take a look at the second half of that two-part story arc, which features Ahsoka Tano being rescued from Malachor, and this is why it's part of the Ahsoka Tano essential episodes. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it again, coming to you from a hotel room in Southern California, which is why the audio is a little bit different here, getting a little bit of echo and vibration off the walls, as it were. But anyway, we're not here to talk about acoustic qualities. I just had to give you the heads up. We're here to talk about A World Between Worlds, which is episode 13 from the fourth and final season of Star Wars Rebels. And if you recall from our conversation yesterday, we were talking about Wolves in a Door and the fact that the only reason that's on the list of essential episodes is because you need that setup to be able to then watch and understand this particular episode. So, as you'll recall, the last we had seen Ahsoka Tano was at the end of season 2, the Twilight of the Apprentice episodes, where she was seen going into the depths of the Sith Temple on Malachor, or according to the audio description, falling to her knees in darkness. And we talked about the fact that we didn't actually get to see the climactic battle between Ahsoka and Vader. We just saw her and he getting separated from Ezra and Kanan, and Ezra trying to help and Ahsoka force pushing him away so that he and Kanan could escape. But you know what happened after that? We just saw the aftermath. Well, we actually get to see the battle in this episode, what happens after they're sealed in. But before we get to that, we have to talk about what Ezra is hearing in the World Between Worlds as he is wandering around, just wondering where the heck he has ended up. One of the things that he hears is that this place is a conduit through which the entire force of the universe flows, and it's various Jedi that are speaking these things, and one of the voices he hears is Ahsoka Tano's voice, and she says, "Just when you think you understand the force, you find out how little you actually know." And as he's wandering and passing various other portals, he comes to one where the Convor Morai is hanging out, and he's like, "What are you doing here?" And Morai is squeaking and hooting and trying to get him to check out the portal, and he's able to look through that portal and see the battle between Ahsoka and Vader when the Sith Temple is about to collapse on them. Ahsoka trying to destroy the floor underneath her and Vader so that they will both eventually fall to their deaths. But while she's trying to do it, Vader is about to take one last swing at her that might have been the killing blow, but Ezra is able to reach through the portal and yank Ahsoka out of the way of that blow and pull her into the World Between Worlds, and then the floor collapses under Darth Vader and he just disappears. But we lose sight of everything after that because we go into the World Between Worlds and see Ezra and Ahsoka. But we can surmise from that point that Vader obviously survived the fall, and so at the end of Twilight of the Apprentice, when we see him stumbling out of the Sith Temple, that's the condition he's in after that fall. But as a result of this situation, Ezra gets the bright idea that, hey, if I could save Ahsoka, then I could save Kanan as well. And he finds the portal where he gets to see Kanan's final moments. He, of course, was killed earlier in the season. But Ahsoka has to talk him down off that ledge and say, look, if you pull him out of this, then everybody else is going to die. But more importantly, Ahsoka tells Ezra that Kanan found the moment where he was needed the most, and he did what he had to do for everyone. And as Ezra lets go of the possibility of rescuing him and just lets it happen, he says, that's the lesson, and that's going to be important. We'll talk about why in a future episode. And before they can figure out what they're going to do next, Emperor Palpatine somehow shows up from the other side of that portal where they had been watching Kanan's last moments, and he's using some sort of Sith alchemy to try to get into the World Between Worlds, or at least he's sending crazy blue fire through the portal to attack Ahsoka and Ezra. So that guy Hayden, who is trying to break into the Jedi Temple, is having a conversation with Sabine separately, yeah, outside of the temple, and saying that, yeah, well, Ezra opened the gateway, so he's not safe beyond the veil. There's a possibility that Palpatine could get in, but it's not really explained how. I guess just you're supposed to understand that when somebody opens the world between worlds, then anybody else could potentially get in there easily enough. But if it's not open, then it's just really more difficult to get in there or something like that. It's not exactly clear, but for our purposes, for the Ahsoka storytelling situation, Ahsoka and Ezra are running away, and Ezra is saying, come on, and Ahsoka says, I can't go with you, and so they take different paths in the world between worlds, and the fire is still tracking them both, basically. But Ahsoka is, you know, running back toward Malachor. Ezra says, you know, when you get out, come and find me. And she says, I will, I promise. So she gets back to Malachor and is in the Sith Temple again. And then she goes and walks to that triangular dark doorway where we saw her walking down at the end of Twilight of the Apprentice. So there's the connection for her between those episodes. And then Ezra makes it out of the portal and they manage to close the gateway. And so presumably Palpatine's plans with the world between worlds are utterly and completely foiled. And then the Jedi Temple itself utterly disappears. And that's the last thing that we know about Ahsoka prior to the events of the original trilogy. I think the presumption is that when she went back through the portal, that she went in not long after she came out of it, basically. And that episode happened in 1BBY. So we don't know anything about Ahsoka's time kicking around the galaxy until we get to, what is it, like 9? BBY or 10ABY, excuse me, 9ABY or 10ABY with the Mandalorian. So that's about a 10-year gap in our knowledge of what happened with Ahsoka. Of course, we're going to get some of that filled in with the storytelling in the Ahsoka series, no doubt. But that right there is what I have for you about the World Between Worlds, which is the 13th episode of Season 4 of Star Wars Rebels. And that is going to do it for this discussion of Ahsoka Tano Essential Stories and this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.